With the first pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Anthony Edwards from the University of Georgia.
I'm feeling very joyful and excited just because of the fact that I had my mother and grandmother next to me. And I feel like I'm going to fit perfect with those guys because I know Russell likes to play off the ball sometimes, and I can play on the ball. When he wants to play on the ball, I can play off the ball. And Cat is the best three-point shooting big man in the league. So I feel like we can't go wrong with that. A lot of pick and pops, even pick and rolls as such.
Anthony Edwards, shooting guard from Georgia, number one overall pick in the NBA draft last night by the Timberwolves. That made sense. James Wiseman, center in Memphis, goes number two to the Warriors. LaMelo Ball goes to the Hornets. We'll play with Devontae Graham there. And Patrick Williams was the fourth pick from Florida State going to Chicago. Isaac Okoro from Auburn was the fifth pick, go to the Cavaliers. For a full look at the entire draft, visit NBA.com. Obi Toppin of Dayton went to the Knicks. Pretty good pick, I think, for the Knicks there at number eight. And also, Udoka Azubuike went in the first round, number 27 to the Utah Jazz. RJ Hampton, who was going to go play at KU and decided to go pro over New Zealand, he was picked 24th by the Bucks, but he's going to go to the Nuggets in a trade. That's what happens on NBA draft night, 1,000 trades, and you have no idea where the guys are actually going. Desmond Maeda, TCU, was picked 30th by the Celtics, but he will be traded to another team as well. And maybe a bit of a surprise, Devon Dotson of KU, not selected. Undrafted, Devon Dotson of KU. Eight point guards were picked, but none of them named Devon Dotson. So very interesting. Yeah. You talk about a guy's going to chip on his shoulder for his NBA career. That'll be Devon Dotson. Hopefully he'll have an NBA career, but I think it's very simple. If he was 4 inches taller, he would have certainly been drafted. So we'll see how it all works out for Devon Dotson, but he was not selected last night. All right. Also, the big news, Klay Thompson, perhaps Achilles injury, injury.
It's not sounding good.
Not sounding good. So the Warriors, you get Wiseman, but lose Klay Thompson. So that's a bummer. Coming off a torn ACL, had to sit out all of last year, and he seems like a great guy and a terrific competitor, and now you start to wonder about his career. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. So unfortunate there. All right, before we get to the Keisha Winter Sports Proposal, Dusty has our Athlete of the Week and whatever other local sports he wants to share.
Yes, Anthony Henke, the Beloit Senior, is our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. He's been solid all year for the Beloit Trojan football team and really stepped up in the clutch in Friday night's 32-26 win over Haven in double overtime in that 2A quarterfinal playoff. He ran for 67 yards on 16 carries and really had to take over the heavy load after Benson Barrett got injured. With a minute 45 left in the fourth quarter, he had a key third and nine conversion on a run that helped keep the ball away from Haven there in regulation. He also scored a touchdown on the first play of the scrimmage in overtime, added the two-point run. And then in the second OT, he scored the game-winning touchdown on fourth and goal play to vault Beloit into the semifinals in the 2A playoffs. He also had a key sack on defense in the victory on the season. He's run now for 600 yards, 11 touchdowns. He averages 5.5 yards a carry. And on defense, he has 35 tackles with 5 for loss and 3 sacks for the Trojans here in 2020. So congratulations to Anthony Henke, the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. For more information on how to nominate an Athlete of the Week, visit NCCastSports.com. Henke and those Beloit Trojans will be back on the field on Friday night, coming up tomorrow night in the 2A semifinals, hosting Hoisington there at Trojan Field. And more in-depth preview we'll have on our sportscast tomorrow. And sports ticket, the game will kick off at 6 o'clock Friday night with pregame coverage at 5:30. On Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, and online video at nckssports.com. So that's a look at what's going on as far as local sports are concerned. We can tell you that practices and activities have been halted now at Lakeside High School. That came down yesterday there from USD 272 Wakanda. So they're the latest. Lakeside Junior High had already been halted, but Lakeside High School was added to that list. And Concordia has a bevy of different things that are going to happen here during winter sports there at USD 333. One of the biggest things would be that visiting fans will not be allowed to attend those games here the rest of the first semester if they have games at Concordia. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here momentarily, but for all the kind of the changes there for USD 333, you can look at the story there at katycountry94.com. So that's a look at what's going on local wise here in the sporting world.
Well, they have no athletic events till December 7th, which means the games against Beloit on December 4th in basketball have been postponed. They'll try to schedule a makeup date, but we might have a lot of things to figure out here as Keisha came out with their winter sports proposal. And, I'm concerned our society has lost the sense of objectivity. I think I've got some strong words I really want to say on the radio right now, and I'm going to hold back as much as I can. I guess here's the thing. Do you agree with every single thing your best friends agree on?
I don't.
If you disagree on one thing, just one thing with your best friend, do you disown them and call them a piece of crap? Do you just end your friendship because he or she doesn't agree with every single thing you agree with? Or do you have a healthy discussion about it? Or maybe you move on and talk about something else. But it doesn't end your relationship, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just wonder if that still exists.
For me, anyway.
Well, that's way for me, too. Otherwise, I would... Let's be honest. If we didn't handle that way, none of us would have any friends.
Yeah.
We'd have no one. We wouldn't talk to our mom, our dad, because we disagree with them. We wouldn't talk to our brothers, our sisters. We wouldn't talk to anybody. We wouldn't have any relationships. Because if we're going to hold one thing against somebody all the time, forever, just because they don't agree with you, even though you may be wrong, but God forbid you admit you're wrong. The Acacia Winter Sports proposal came out yesterday. Let me repeat. It's called a proposal. This has not been cleared. It might be on Tuesday. And to see the comments from people, there is no objectivity anymore. It is selfishness. That's what it is. And I get it. I get it. I have a kid whose favorite sport is basketball. His best sport is basketball. Am I going to be bummed if he can't play at all this season? Am I going to be bummed he loses 25% of his high school career in basketball? Will I be bummed if he loses 7 games based on what this proposal is for basketball? Yeah, I will be. But you know what? I'm a big boy, and I can put my pants on one leg at a time and say, objectively, if that's what we have to sacrifice to make sure one of my clients here at the radio station survives COVID and that a superintendent survives COVID, I think it's a small sacrifice to pay to lose 7 basketball games. And here's the thing. I'd rather sacrifice the beginning of the basketball season and finish the year instead of last year, play it all, and then have to pull the plug at the state semifinal level. But the stuff that's being out there, there's no objectivity whatsoever. It's just a whole bunch of moms and dads screaming at the top of their lungs because they have no objectivity because they have a kid playing and they don't understand what's happening in the world around them. Or they don't want to know. There's the key. They don't want to know. They're set with the tunnel vision that my kid has to play every single game. I don't care what the cost is. And the thing is, they don't even understand what the cost is when these people say this stuff. And I wish that the people that are so crazy mad at Acacia right now would stop for a moment and say, do you have a grandma or a grandpa? Do you have people that have pre-existing health conditions? Do you have anybody that has any health issues at all? Here's a thought. You might be perfectly healthy, and all of a sudden you have a heart attack. Do you know right now you might have a hard time getting to the hospital, and you might not even get into a hospital? But you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's have everybody pack the gyms. Let's go ahead and play all the games and all the wrestling tournaments, and let's just let it go, right? Because that's what Acacia's trying to do, clearly, is screw the kids. I mean, clearly, based on everything that I read from all the parents out there, is Acacia is the enemy, they're the villain, and they're trying to screw over your kid. And if you believe that, you are a fool. Sorry. Deal with it. Many, if not probably most all of the people that are complaining on social media about Acacia's proposal, more than likely, many of them have not talked to healthcare professionals like I have. Or Acacia. When you don't know what you're talking about, it's okay to just shut the hell up. I'm sorry. I feel strongly about this. I am willing to sit down and talk with anyone out there, objectively, about the Acacia proposal. But when you're going to come at me or Acacia, and I have had my problems with Acacia recently, people know this, me and Dusty. We have not agreed with some things they've done recently. Does that mean I hate Acacia and I'm done with the organization? No. Just like my good friend might disagree with me about something, I don't disown them. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to have opinion. But here's the biggest problem we have in society today, in my opinion. Just my opinion. We can't look at things objectively anymore. We can't. We just can't do it anymore. We refuse to do it. We've been brainwashed not to do it. We just can't stop for one frickin' second and understand the golden rule that apparently most people, that even people I know, have totally forgot about or weren't taught. I'm going to tell you right now, I am privy to more information than pretty much about anybody that had comments as a parent yesterday about the Keisha Winter sports proposal. I'm not an expert. Even I will admit I'm not privy to all the information that school administrators and Keisha have had with healthcare professionals in our state. I'm not privy to that, but I am privy to some of it, which is a lot more than the mom and dad just going nuts on social media about how their kids are getting screwed. You know who's getting screwed? People that have pre-existing health conditions and other people don't care about them and just say, oh my God, I can't do this. This is infringing on everything that I do. And those people in the hospital dying. That's who I feel sorry for. The mental anguish and horrible part of missing 7 basketball games. Guess what? We all in life have to deal with stuff. It's adversity, okay? It sucks. I get it. 2020 sucks. Some of the people that go on and on, and some I know on social media, ripping Keisha about a winter sports proposal. It hasn't even been passed yet. Are not willing to even possibly consider sacrificing 7 basketball games and a few wrestling events, but yet will go to the Veterans Day parade and talk so much about Grandpa's great, great, great sacrifice for this country, yet they're not willing to sacrifice anything themselves. And that, my friends, is hypocrisy. You disagree with anything I've said so far?
No.
Okay.
Not from this aspect of it at all.
So, listen. I'm not perfect. I am wrong. I am right. I am entitled to my opinion. Yes, so are you. But when we cannot sit down and have an objective conversation about something, we are in trouble. I have a very good friend that is completely unobjective because he has a kid that's a senior this year for basketball. He's a very good basketball player. And my friend is worried about a $50,000 scholarship. He's not worried about the health of everybody else. That's not being objective. And I called him out on it. And I said, dude, I love you, man. But, I mean, my kid loves basketball, too. If I want to be selfish, I can whine and complain just like everybody else. I can be a follower. Can't we all? Well, what we need are leaders. Keisha's trying to be a leader. They are in trouble no matter what they do. It's just like the state basketball tournament last year. Had they played it and then there was a spread of COVID, guess what they would have got? Ripped by people. Mm-hmm. And then they don't play after it was a state of emergency declared by the governor, but people somehow conveniently forget that aspect back in March and completely still hold Keisha responsible for stealing their kid's semifinal basketball game. And I get it. I was ticked off too. Trust me, I had a dog in the fight. I was covering a team at the state tournament. I wanted them to play. They were 2 wins away from a state title, for crying out loud. I get it. I was selfish. I wanted that to happen, but I was at least objective enough to understand, well, what would I have done if I were Keisha? When the governor has a state of emergency and the first death of COVID-19, and you know what? It's easy 8 months later to say, well, now we know what we know. We didn't know any of this stuff now that we knew then. It's like, you know, yelling at the coach 6 plays after he made a mistake on a 4th-and-1 after you know what happened on the next 5 plays. That's convenient. Keisha has a winter sports proposal. I have brought this up on the show a few weeks ago. My wife and I have discussed this. I don't think it's crazy to say this. My wife works in the schools. I'm privy to more information than a lot of people are in regards to my wife works in the school. I know what's happening. Some people out there either don't want to know or don't want to try to know or try to understand. Okay? We have some high-profile people that are getting COVID, and I don't care if they're high-profile or not. My point is that's an example. We got high-profile people. This virus doesn't discriminate, okay? And we've got some people that are near and dear to me now. And maybe shame on me for not making this speech sooner. That are dealing with COVID or in the hospital or dealing with pneumonia and COVID and not doing so hot. And here's what I fear. And I'm probably guilty of it. I fear that what we have done in North Central Kansas and across the state and perhaps across the country is we're aware of it. But I don't want to wear a mask. That's inconvenient. And I don't want to do this because that's inconvenient. And all I worry about is my kid and his sports or his extracurricular activity. And that's inconvenient. And so what I'll do is I'll complain, but I'm not really going to worry. You know, I know there's an issue with COVID, but until a good person I know has COVID or unless I have COVID or unless my backyard is highly affected by it, why do I worry about it? I know people that think that way.
No,
not in my backyard. Until it's in my backyard, that's when I'll care. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you haven't awoken from your slumber yet, we are here. It is in our backyard. Mitchell County has 67 active cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mark Banker was on our show today. Yes, that's right. Here's a thought. Talk to the actual medical care professionals about what they're going through instead of pulling up some random article from an organization that no one's heard of to back up your argument about not wearing a mask or this or that to fit your agenda. Here's a thought. Talk to the people that actually are in the field. Talk to the medical care professionals who are putting their lives on the line every single day. Talk to those people. Talk to people that have COVID-19. Talk to people that have been impacted by COVID-19, directly or indirectly. Take the time to listen. We had Dr. Mark Banker on today. You can listen to that interview, if you choose to, at our website, katedcountry94.com. Click on the podcast. I've shared it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. This is a doctor that is in right in our backyard, North Central Kansas in Beloit. Says that we probably have 4 to 5 times the active cases that we know about. 67 times 5 is what, Dusty? Over 300.
Yeah, I can't do that math in my head real fast.
You know how what the population of Beloit is? It's under 3,000. That means if Dr. Banker, he's saying 4 to 5 times 67. These are his words, not mine. Mm-hmm. That means that we're sitting at over 10% of the population in Beloit. Now, maybe we got to figure in the Mitchell County population. Whatever the case may be, we're looking 5 to 10% of people have COVID. Don't you think that's significant? So does it make sense to have a whole bunch of sports activities that are inside? And outside you can get COVID too, by the way. Does it make sense to have basketball games full of fans? Does it make sense to have basketball games right now between the holiday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas? Does it make sense to do all this? These are the questions that Keisha has to ask themselves. Keisha, who I have been very critical of recently, but you know what? I can be objective enough to understand what they're trying to do or what they're doing. They have pressure from every which side come Sunday. They are talking to healthcare professionals in the state. They're talking to school administrators. And do you know that those people are so critical of Keisha right now with a winter sports proposal that those same people that are from their own school districts that I know haven't even talked to their own school board and haven't even talked to their own school administrators? And guess what? Some of them have already said and publicly on social media have said, this is what we are pushing for. Mm-hmm. It's not Keisha telling us to do it. We are pushing for this. We talked about Concordia. They're not going to have athletic events until at least December 7th. Lakeside shut down for high school activities. Rock Hills is until after Thanksgiving break. Colleges, the kids are going to come back from college. They're going to bring this back to our communities. There's no question about that. And they're not going back until after Christmas, after New Year's. So the idea that my wife and I thought about a couple weeks ago, and Council Grove has implemented, believe it or not, which, you know, might make sense. And it ties into the winter sports proposal with Keisha, which I'll get to in a moment, is that if you can go 3 weeks for remote learning, we don't want to, but if, you know what, maybe that's the way to go. From Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, when we come back from break, remote learning all the way till January 5th. Because you got a Thanksgiving week break, you got a Christmas break, you got New Year's off, and you just postpone all winter sports activities, and you don't have in-school learning, and you for about a month, just a little over a month, basically 5 weeks, maybe six, and then hopefully you've flattened the curve, you've reset the button, and you can go at it January 5th with practices or January 15th with games. This is something my wife and I were talking about weeks ago, and obviously other people have too. Council Grove has implemented this. That's what they're going to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, they may be right, dead on right what they need to do. And there is no guarantee that we're going to have sports January 15th. There is no guarantee. That is true. And I'm going to just pull up the conversation. And, you know, I love my friend. I do. I love my friend. And he's a great guy. He's done great things. He's a good person. But he's not being objective. And I once I told him that, now I don't get a response from him. So apparently the conversation's ended. And I might have risked a friendship because this person doesn't want to listen to objectivity. I'm willing to have the conversation. He says the issue with the proposal Acacia has is it says possible. We get to January, they're going to move the goalpost again. Two problems with his comment. One, do you expect them to say guaranteed we're going to play January 15th? Because Acacia can't say that. No. So of course they got to say possible. Secondly, how do you know they're going to move the goalpost again? They didn't move the goalpost back in August. They don't have a history of moving the goalpost left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says our area, which he's in the, he's near Manhattan. I won't give exactly where he's from. Our area has been doing more than most areas from the beginning. I don't want my son to lose a senior season with blanket across the state changes. Him not getting to play a full season potentially could cost him one scholarship over another. It could cost him $50,000 easy over the next 4 years. Leaving it to schools to decide like we did for football and volleyball is, in my opinion, a better solution. Listen, I'm willing to listen to that. If Acacia says, you know, it's up to your individual schools to decide what you want to do with sports, okay, I'll listen to that, what my buddy's saying there. But do you think he's fully objective when what he mentions he's worried about a scholarship for his son?
No.
He's not being objective at all. And here's the thing. People on social media were saying, well, we're having football. We had fall sports. We had volleyball inside. Listen, back in August, the reason that we all got to proceed with fall sports activities was there weren't surging cases across the state. Mm-hmm. There weren't issues in our rural communities where we had tons of cases and hardly any hospital beds. That was not an issue. The issue was in Kansas City, Wichita, Topeka, correct? Kansas City, Kansas schools haven't had any kind of fall season at all.
No.
And they probably won't have a winter one either. So, but now what's happened is, what's the difference between the fall and the winter? Well, one's inside, one's outside. That's not true, Wade. Volleyball is inside. No, no, no. The difference is the situation has changed. We didn't have 67 active cases in Mitchell County August 15th. Go look it up. We didn't have over, 250 cases in Cloud County in the month of November. We didn't have that in August. Go look it up. Feel free. So it's a different animal now. Mm-hmm. It's a different dynamic. So you have to adjust. So comparing the fall sports season happened, so we should have a winter sports season. It's comparing apples to oranges. It's comparing elephants to horses and zebras. It's not the same. It is not the same. So what I responded was, problem with comparing winter sports to football and volleyball is this is now a statewide outbreak situation. In August, it was just the big cities. I'm not sure anyone will be satisfied with anything anymore. I would rather sacrifice the beginning of the basketball season to make sure we finish it instead of what happened last year where we didn't get any closure. He responded, the other thing with this proposal is the attendance thing. As a parent, I can't watch in person when they start. If CDC guidelines work, a mask and spread out should be no issue. You know what? I agree with my friend there, except here's the thing. I observe. And here's the issue for my friend, as I told him. People aren't doing that. Do you see everybody wearing masks? No. I go to football games. I've gone to plenty. You know, you have too. I don't see everybody wearing a mask in the stands. In fact, I don't see a lot of people wearing a mask in the stand. I can count the people wearing a mask in the stand. People aren't doing it. All right? Well, the schools have that policy. Well, we could still do it, but we don't. So we're not going to have to. We're not going to do it. We're supposed to spread out. I've seen that isn't being applied. Mm-hmm. I see in these football games, a lot of people aren't spreading out. So here's the thing. When you want to blame, well, the masks don't work, this and that, and if it did, we wouldn't have this problem. Well, if everybody would abide by the rules all at once, perhaps this could possibly work, but we've never fully given it a chance because not everybody's on board, and nor will everybody be on board. And I told my friend, I said, listen, I understand where you're coming from. But we need to be objective and understand what our health officials and organizations are telling us. This isn't about screwing kids. This is about a lack of hospital beds, okay? This is about helping our healthcare professionals. And I told him, I just interviewed one of our doctors here in Beloit. Things are getting worse here and across the state. There are many people so worried about their selfish desires that are making all of this worse. Talk to your healthcare professionals. Get their point of view. Keisha and school administrators are doing that. They are privy to much more information than you, my friend, or I am. You obviously are worried about scholarships. My son loves basketball, and selfishly, I would like to see him have a full season. I would also like to avoid having one of my best clients and my superintendent in the hospital right now fighting COVID. There is no easy answer, but it is very easy to criticize people with or without facts. Believe me, I'm not a fan of Keisha on many issues, but much like the state attorney last year, they are damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't. So, here is the winter sports proposal. And by the way, before I get to it, Kansas pregame, God bless you. Thank you for putting this on social media. Kansas pregame, my good buddy Johns, he says this. No one wants to take games from kids. The changing variable is the explosion of the virus. Thank you. He gets it. It's a changing variable. It's different from August to now. The people charged with these decisions are not faceless, nameless tyrants. They are Kansans like you and I. Offer your feedback, propose solutions, but remember, this is unprecedented. And in capital letters, he put, be kind. And John, I want to thank you for that tweet because that made me feel a little bit better because I felt there for a while I was on an island. Listen, not everything I say is going to be right. We're all entitled to our opinions. I will be more than happy if somebody wants to call and discuss the Keisha proposal. But really, honestly, what you need to do is give your feedback to Keisha. Whether you're for the idea, whether you're against the idea, you need to make your voice heard. But when you just, for some people, spineless, and they put stuff on social media but don't have the guts or kahunas, guess what? The phone number to Keisha is right on their website. So instead of just throwing everybody under the bus, which is what people like to do nowadays, I've got people that throw their friends under the bus and don't actually go across the street to talk to them. You couldn't text them and try to work this out? Nope, you just got to throw it on Facebook for the whole world to see. Really? Do you think that helps? It's just amazing to me. Like, you'd rather talk to an immovable object called Facebook and social media and a computer than talk to a real person. And that scares me for the future for my children. It scares me for the future of my grandchildren, if I live to be that old, to see my grandchildren. Listen, we have to stop and sit here and say, let's work as a team to help our healthcare professionals who are putting their lives on the line every day. And if it's going to take a person that you know and love to die from COVID before you're going to wake up, then I feel sorry for you. If it's going to take until somebody is deathly ill in a bed or can't find a bed or has to be shipped from here to Chicago because that's the only bed available, I feel sorry for you. Come on, people. We're better than this. At least I like to think we're better than this. Maybe I am extremely naive and stupid. Maybe we aren't better than this. Maybe this is what we are. What Kansas pregame puts out there gives me hope. When I talk to school administrators, that gives me hope. When I talk to healthcare professionals, and like Dr. Banker today, and I talk to the health department nurses, or I talk to health department administrator, that gives me hope, all right? But when I talk to regular people in society anymore, some people give me hope, some don't. And social media is a blessing and a curse. And I'm imploring all of you, before you go nuts and lose your mind because your kid's going to lose possibly 7 basketball games, or even maybe the season, stop for a moment and ask yourself, what would you do when you're responsible for all athletes, not your son? That's convenient. It's convenient for me. It's convenient for my friend in the Manhattan area to worry about our son. Keisha's responsibility is to all our sons and daughters, not just mine or my buddies. A blanket policy, yeah, that might not be the best way. Then again, it might be the best way. I don't know. Here is the Keisha proposal. By the way, this was put out there by Concordia. Please understand that this is being considered due to outbreaks across Kansas putting strain on healthcare services. Regardless if you are opposed to this proposal or not, do your part to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Here's a proposal from Keisha. If you're calling me on my cell phone, I'm not going to answer. That's a telemarketer, more than likely. So thank you, telemarketer. The Keisha Board of Directors will discuss these proposals during a special meeting to be held virtually next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Details of the meeting will be sent to the Board of Directors in a separate email. So you need to get a hold of the Board of Directors. You don't know who they are? All you got to do, if you can get on social media and complain, trust me, you can get on a computer and find this. It's not that hard.
You can literally type in Keisha Board of Directors.
And there
Google,
it is.
And there'll be a link that takes you right to it.
So instead of wasting your time putting these long messages on Facebook ripping Keisha, maybe you should take that time and find out how to email directly to the people that actually make this decision. Because do you think they're scrolling through the hundreds of messages from angry parents and that's how they're going to figure this out? No, they're not. They don't have time for that. Here's a proposal. Delay competitions for all winter activities till Friday, January 15th. Allow virtual competition only in debate and Scholars Bowl. Winter activity practices may continue where appropriate to do so through December 22nd. Extend the winter moratorium from December 23rd to January 3rd. Practice resume January 4th. Restrictions eliminate contact between coach, athlete, school, and no school facility use. That's basically a normal thing, and that's like a buffer week type of thing, holiday thing. Attend a resumption of competition on January 15th. No fans for competition January 15th through the 28th. So you go back to having games January 15th to start the season, but no fans for 2 weeks. Limited fans January 29th. Okay, mandatory universal masking with exception to athletes and competition and officials during live action. No invitational tournaments. Maximum basketball games would then be 13 instead of 20. Wrestling maximum events would be 12. Middle school restrictions, no competition December, practice only, no competition first 2 weeks of January, no events with more than three schools participating, and also limit two fans per player starting January the 15th. Okay, now listen, in fairness, I will say there's one thing that stands out to me that doesn't make sense. You're not going to allow fans to go to a high school activity January 15th to the 28th, but you're going to let two fans per player go to a middle school game on January 15th. That doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I don't understand why Keisha even has this in the middle school thing. Be consistent across the board on that. You're telling me that people are safer to attend a middle school game than they are a high school game? I would argue the opposite. I would argue that high school, you have bigger facilities typically than if you're playing in a small little middle school gym. So I don't agree with that. So see, what do you know? Wade doesn't agree with everything Keisha has to say, but yet can stand up for Keisha when they're trying to do the right thing in regards to talking to healthcare professionals to submit a proposal. Let me stress this again. Keisha had a proposal out there in August for football. And guess what? They had passed this so-called proposal, but it went to the board of directors. And guess what? They shot it down. It was a tie vote, and thus we got to move forward with fall season. This could still happen on Tuesday. So maybe we're getting all our panties in a bunch over nothing. Maybe Tuesday, everybody's going to complain, all the people that can get on Facebook and say all these things without whatever they want to say, maybe they'll get a hold of all the board of directors, and the board of directors will say, you know what, you're right, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, if the hospitals are overwhelmed, then so be it, not our problem, because your kid wants to play basketball. You know, the hell with all the other people that are getting sick, and the heck with the healthcare professionals, and the fact that we don't have any hospital beds, so that if you, God forbid, have a heart attack, you can't get treated. You know what, that's okay. If you're willing to risk it, we are too. But your kid can play ball, that's all right. Now, listen, this is coming from a person that, and Dusty can vouch for this, anybody that knows me, I am a gigantic sports fan. I'm a gigantic sports fan. I'm a sports freak. I know stuff about sports that I shouldn't know. I know stuff about sports that I shouldn't know, but I forget my anniversary date sometime with my wife. That doesn't get me points, by the way. I am a sports geek. I'm a sports nerd. I'm a sports fan. But if I can objectively tell you that maybe this is at least a better way of looking at it, or perhaps we should consider it. If I can be objective of all people, with a kid playing who's going into high school who I really would like to see play a full season, if I could be objective, then why the heck can't other people? Because I'm no genius. Anybody that listens to the show will probably vouch for that. I'm no genius. But you know what? I may have pushed your button today on the show. And if I did, then I'm doing my job. Because if all I do is come on here and do the easy thing like a lemming and just be a follower and come on here and go, Keisha's trying to tell us how our kids should play sports, and damn Keisha, because they took away the state tournament for my kid last year, and I'll be darned if that happens again. And I just rant and rave about sports and don't acknowledge that Hospitals are getting full or already full, and people are in waiting rooms, and they got to wait hours to try to find a hospital bed for somebody with COVID. Or, and here's the thing people really miss on this whole situation, people have other issues. People have cancer. They develop cancer. They have brain tumors. They have heart attacks. They have high blood pressure. And elective surgeries that maybe should be dealt with are going to have to be postponed. You know why? Because COVID-19 is taking precedence. So how could we possibly change the narrative? It means we got to work together. We've got to work together. And if that means working together with Keisha and our school administrators and doing what's best for all of our young people, and not just our young people, but their moms and their dads and their grandmas and their grandpas and their uncles and their aunts. And if that means we can't attend a sports event, but we can watch it on a stream or listen to it on the radio, you know what? That's better than nothing. Or we don't get 7 basketball games, but we get 13. That's better than nothing. Because, see, that's where we are in society, in this country. It's greed. It's greed. It's greed. We want it all, man. We want it all. And I'll be darned if I lose any of it. And I know all of us, I would think, have sacrificed in one way or another. But the sacrifices that many of us, and I can't speak for all of you, that many of us have done, it pales in comparison to the sacrifices our healthcare professionals are doing. It pales in the comparison of what people that have actually gone over and have bullets flying around their head have sacrificed for our country. So you may sit here and go, well, I've already sacrificed. I got to be at home remote working. I already sacrificed. I can only have 6 people at Thanksgiving instead of 16. Well, you know what? If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. That doesn't seem as big a sacrifice to me as, I don't know, being shot on the battlefield. Maybe some people out there think it's the same thing. I have a hard time believing that. So listen, folks, I am frustrated. I am frustrated with the way we approach things. I am frustrated at how selfish we have become. I am so frustrated with just ripping and ranting and railing against people. You know, listen, when we argue on this show, when we discuss or criticize things, and we do, 9 times out of 10, if not more, we have something to back it up with. We can give you facts to back it up. The people that are throwing all this stuff out there on social media attacking Keisha is simply spewing hate. They're not even presenting any facts. All they will, their best comeback is, well, we got football games and we had volleyball. What's the difference? Have you watched the news or read the news or read anything or followed anything? Oh, I know. It's all made up. This whole thing's a hoax. Remember? Oh, that's right. What am I worried about? It's all a hoax. Dr. Banker came on and lied for 15 minutes about what's happening in Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems because, you know, it behooves him to lie and just make it all up. Guess what? He didn't. So it's time for us, ladies and gentlemen, to step up. I am imploring you. If you're already doing it, God bless you and thank you. Put pressure on some of the other people around you. All right? Do that for people that you know. Because I will tell you right now, if you don't have anybody that's affected by COVID-19, odds are you will, whether you like it or not. And then it will hit home. Anything to add?
I mean, you've touched on pretty much everything that needed to be touched on, I feel like, in that part of it, but... You know, I'm not going to say I don't understand where some people are coming from when they say things like, you know, keep it to a local decision or whatever. Maybe Keisha shouldn't make the decision.
And I'm open.
Those are some of the things I understand.
Right.
And in my mind, when it came out January 15th, I'm like, what's going to be different on January 15th? Because I really don't feel like much at this point, unless people change what's going on. And unless we, like you said, kids are going to be coming home from college. We could see cases even go up even more. And you don't want that. But.
They go back, you'd have 2 weeks after they go back.
Yeah.
Kind of, somewhere in that.
Yeah,
range.
But I just don't, in my mind.
No more holidays, so you wouldn't have these gatherings till Memorial Day.
Yeah, in my mind, as a blanket.
And that might be why people are all upset, because they fear that that's what's going to happen, that they're going to move the goalposts. But what would you rather do? Keisha right now say no season, or would you rather Keisha do what they're doing right now?
This is where I was going. In my mind, as a blanket, as mm-hmm. Keisha making a decision, mm-hmm. Keisha should be the one that says no season.
I agree.
The rest of it, let the local communities decide. That's in my mind.
Right. But I'm going to tell
you. If Keisha intervenes and says we're going to do something for me, it should be
let me, but
to
let
cancel
me, but
the
this is the information you're not privy to, and this is what a lot of people aren't privy to, is that Keisha is talking to member institutions.
And they already are telling them
that we have problems right now, and it doesn't behoove us to try to play basketball in December.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we got three examples in our backyard. Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Concordia will not have any activities till after Thanksgiving. They're not going to play games on December 4th, it looks like. At least Concordia isn't. So, I mean, all we got to do, we don't even look very far to see examples of this. We don't.
No.
So this is not just a Kansas City issue like it was back in August.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's where you're getting your member institutions are telling Keisha, listen, we're going to have tons of cancellations. Teams are going to be, and we've seen it some in football, where we're just going to have to try to find somebody else. Well, and this is what somebody said. Well, you know what? Let's just move forward like football, and if we have somebody cancel, we can find a game that day. Well, what if 80% of the schools have COVID and can't play? Are you going to find a game? How far are you going to travel?
Yeah.
You going to spread it from northeast to southeast Kansas? That's part of the issue here, too.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not saying that, like I say, I have
no
answers,
with you.
But
I'm
it's
kind of
like in my mind,
either.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, right?
Right.
And I understand Keisha's got to be talking to schools or else they wouldn't even entertain this decision
of
pushing it back to January 15th.
Yes.
I mean, that if you're
right.
If you've been involved with the organization and the association at all and been involved with schools like we have, you know that. They're not just going to be like, oh, hey, here's this proposal we didn't tell anybody about that we're going to put on and vote on.
Right.
So I get that part of it, but that's just in my mind. And like you say, we can have objective discussions. We can be objective about what's also going on in the communities right now that it's not good. And so, you know, but I try to understand what I'm talking about before I start talking about it. Let's just put it that way.
That's the problem. And by the way, you know, people may be listening to, well, Wade, you got riled up and you just went off. I thought this through. I didn't sleep much last night. I don't come on here and just, you know, pull it out of thin air. I don't. I try to think things through. Sometimes I'm not good at it. I think we all probably have that issue. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect. Like I said, I'm not. And I'm that's the thing I'm talking about, an objective conversation. If somebody wants to come back and say, well, what else could we do besides this? Okay, well, let's come up with a different idea. Maybe the idea is that we can play just league games in December, close nearby towns. And maybe we get a couple games in December. Instead of seven, we get three. And then we can pick up January 15th, and we still practice December 22nd. Somebody else may say, you know what? What's the point of practicing if you're not going to play games? Why not wait till January 4th to start all of this? Some people could say we should leave it up to the school. Some people could say you've got to leave it up to Keisha. I mean, it don't matter. Everybody's got a different opinion. And I have no problem discussing that. But when people go out there and basically vilify Keisha like the big bad villain and that they are, you know, they're the Joker, you know, or the villain in Batman, for crying out loud, that they're a horrible, horrible person and a horrible organization. And I have argued with them. I don't agree with some of the things here recently, but I do understand where they're coming from. In this situation, they're not trying to mess up your child's life. And there are people that truly believe that. And if you believe that, then I can't help you.
No.
Nobody can help you. You need to probably seek some professional help. Because that is so off the cuff and over the top ridiculous that you're not even thinking clearly or thinking it through. And once again, I say, put yourself in the role of a Keisha administrator. Put yourself in the shoes of a school administrator. Put yourself in the shoes of a health department administrator. Put your shoes in the shoes of a nurse or a doctor who has to wear masks all day long, but yet some of us don't want to wear it for 2 seconds. And this is not a thing about masks. I mean, it is, kind of. I mean, Dr. Banker said they really want people to wear masks. Mm-hmm. There is evidence to show that it helps. Is it 100% foolproof effective? No, I don't think you can say that. But there are studies that show it is. And for each person that hears that, they'll come up with some obscure, and I trust me, I have somebody on Facebook that has some obscure organization I've never heard of, have some story saying masks are horrible. Of course, you can write your own story and put a name on it and claim it's your evidence. But here's the thought. Instead of believing every single thing you read, actually talk to people that are in the middle of this, like a doctor, like a nurse, like a health administrator. Talk to a school administrator about it. You know, ask your teacher about it. Ask your principal. I mean, they'll tell you. They won't give you every single detail, but they'll tell you. But that's the thing. It seems like we want to just complain, but we don't want to collect information and do any research.
No.
Because it's easy just to spew venom. And that's what it was yesterday on social media after Keisha came up with a, once again, stress it, proposal. It has not been enacted. It could be on Tuesday. Will it be? I'm not even going to gather to guess. Raiders, Chiefs, COVID. Raiders have 7 players on the COVID list. You could argue NFL shouldn't be playing games right now. You could argue it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but you could argue it. Yeah, you got KU in Texas postponed this week. No football. You can argue, well, they should still play. Well, KU, seriously? They're short players and don't have enough at one position? They're not going to play. You know, do we just say, you know, we shove it all through and spread it to a whole bunch of players? Well, they can get over it. Well, guess what? There are some that have serious side effects from COVID-19 and they linger. Not everybody's the same. So we all have our opinions and we're entitled to those opinions. But isn't it good to be more of an educated opinion instead of just a fly off the cuff? I have nothing to back up my argument except that I told you so. Folks, I'm going to end the show here by simply saying that let's work on being as good as we can be. Let's work on respecting others. Let's work on listening to others. Let's work on trying to be objective as much as we can. And we may still disagree at the end of the day. We still may get upset at times, but yelling and screaming at Keisha is not going to accomplish anything. And remember that they're trying to do the very best they can for not just your child, but for everybody across the state, because all the schools that participate are member institutions of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Do they do things perfectly? No. Have they made mistakes? Yes. We've documented a few of those recently. But their goal is not to take away activities from kids. If that was their goal, then they wouldn't even exist. There would be no activities. I mean, just think about it for a second. So I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, and Dusty seems to echo my thoughts as well, is that before we get all upset at Keisha, let's understand where they're coming from. And if you really don't understand what is happening around you right now, if you don't, and I'm hoping you do, but if you don't, and you don't understand what we were saying earlier and you're still listening to us now, take the time to ask a little bit and to become more informed and educated on the topic. Because I will repeat, not trying to scare people, but these are the facts. Mitchell County now has 67 active cases of COVID-19. Jewell County has 16. Smith County has 34. Cloud County has had over 250 just in the month of November. Clay County has a lot. Republic County has a lot. Ottawa County has a lot of cases. It's all around us. It is here. It's not somebody else's problem anymore. It is in our backyard. It's not in the next door neighbor's yard anymore. It's in our backyard. We've got schools now that are not having activities till at least after Thanksgiving break. We've got schools like Lakeside and Rock Hills and Concordia going to remote learning. Okay, well, it's going to be remote learning Monday and Tuesday. Originally, they were going to do Tuesday anyway to test it out. They're going to go ahead and add Monday next week to remote learning. So it's here. The so-called, what they talked about was a surge or more cases, upticks, whatever. We're dealing with that. Whether we wanted to believe it all along or not, we're dealing with that. And as Dr. Banker said to us earlier today, that there's 67 active cases in Mitchell County, but we know there's probably 3, 4, 5 times that number of people that are walking around or at home, hopefully, if they have symptoms, that have COVID-19. And now one person, if they're irresponsible and they go out and about and, you know, go to a wedding with 100 people and, you know, party it up and no mask and no social distancing, and they have it, they could easily spread that to, say, just 10 people. And then those 10 people could spread it to one person. And it just gets out of control. So some people could say it's already out of control. Maybe some people would say we're not overly worried quite yet. Whatever the case may be, we need to step up. We need to help those tremendous people that are trying to keep us safe inside the hospital if we have to go there, or keep us out of the hospital. Don't we owe it to those healthcare professionals, if they're trying to keep us safe, don't we owe it to them to try to help keep them safe and also keep our community safe, so that they aren't overwhelmed and overworked to the point to where they have to either have a mental breakdown, or they simply can't handle anymore, or, you know, God forbid they get COVID-19 as well? Don't we, ask yourself that question as I leave you today, don't we owe them to do what they ask us to do? What's the worst that would happen if we did do what they asked us to do? What's the worst thing that could happen? What do we have to lose by not doing what they ask us to do.
State, regional, and national sports talk on your schedule. The Sports Ticket Podcast. Subscribe via Apple, Google, and TuneIn Podcasts or sunflowerstateradio.com.